I am grateful that I am releasing all of the negative things that no longer serve me. Hey girl, hey, it's your girl Rustique, and we are back at it again with another episode of the Girls Room Podcast. So today I am just coming in here, no notebook, no pen, no paper, no nothing. We are just talking off of the dome today. I just have it on my heart to just, you know, really talk about life. Let's really dive into life and talk about how crazy it is. First off, life is really crazy as hell. Okay, like there's so many ups, there's so many downs, so many twists, so many circles, and life is really just full of so many unexpected things and unexpected turns. But you know, at the end of the day, they all happen for a reason, and it's all a part of your story, all a part of your testament, and again, all a part of God's grace. Can I get an amen? Amen. I know that's right. But I just want to talk about, like, you know, I'm like in a really, really happy place right now. You know, as y'all know, if you follow me on Instagram, I do go to therapy. So I have been going to my therapist out here in Baltimore since October. So this October will be an entire year. I go to her every Friday. I ain't missing a Friday unless one of us have a conflict. So whether I be in person or whether we on Zoom, baby, I'm gonna have that therapy session. Okay. And again, if you can afford it, I would highly recommend that anybody and everybody go to therapy at least once in their life. Even if you feel like you quote unquote have nothing wrong, everybody, you know, needs someone unbiased to talk to. But let's get into it. So I have just really been in a really, really good mood here in these last few weeks. A lot of things are starting to come together for me in life and be on like a consistent and, you know, great time. Honestly, like I feel like one of God's favorites right now because he is just continually blessing me each and every day. And I feel like one of the things, well, two things, I'll say three things. Okay. Let's not cut it. Let's not play. Three things that like truly, truly igniting me on this like consistent, happy basis are these things. So let's get into it. First off, in my therapy session, this was like a really bad time for me. So this was like a downtime that I was just, you know, doubting myself really heavy. I was super concerned. You know, we'd be on social media, and whether you say it or not like to say it, social media does take a toll on you at some point in your life. Whether you want to agree with it, not want to agree with it, it does. We scroll on social media and we see everybody doing any and everything, whether that's buying a new Louis bag or whether that's going out of the country. They're buying a house. They're doing this. They're doing that. And you look at yourself and you be like, am I doing enough? Like, is this where I'm supposed to be at 24? You know, they're 24 and they're out here, you know, making their first million. I'm 24, so trying to get a salary job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be consistent out here. So you really sit there and you like think. And for me, I know some people say that you shouldn't like question God, but like, God is my friend, okay? And we ask our friends and our families questions. So therefore, every single day I wake up, I walk into my next room, I sit at my computer, I work for 8 hours a day, I cook dinner, and I go back to bed. So, you know, that's like pretty repetitive every day, and I do this by myself. So I'm sitting here like looking at social media, scrolling down my timeline, and wondering like, God, is this what life is? Is this what life is supposed to be for me? Is this all for me? Am I supposed to be doing X? Am I supposed to be doing Y? Like, why do I not feel like I am doing enough? So that really kind of like started my whole little downward spiral. As you can see, that's when I like kind of fell off social media because it was just all becoming too much, too repetitive, and I was just getting super, super confused. So I remember talking to my therapist and telling her how I felt and just telling her how I just was not satisfied with life. I just feel like, you know, there's so many different opinions, especially with social media, when it comes to everything in life, whether you should, like, hell, whether the fuck braids look good on your birthday or not look good, whether or not that this man should pay for this or you should pay for that, or whether or not your best friend should be, like, all of that is entirely too much, and it convolutes your mind. Like, it takes over your whole subconscious. And, you know, then again, like I said, you start to look at yourself and be looking at yourself real crazy. So I was telling her all of this stuff because I'm trying to, you know, find myself as an adult woman. You know, I'm paying my own bills. I'm, you know, living on my own. I'm in a new city. I'm in a new state. I'm trying to, you know, maneuver and figure out how I really want my life to be moving forward. So she gave me these kind words, and I promise you they live in the front of my forehead, this big forehead. It stays right there. She told me that all rules are fake. I'm gonna say that again. All rules are fake. And I know that you probably looking like, what? Like, what the hell does she mean by like all rules are fake? Baby, all of that stuff you see on social media, all of those arguments, your friends and your family, all of that judgment that people put on you, it's all fake. It's all a facade. It's all to look cool. It's all to, you know, basically stir the pot. You can literally do whatever the hell you want to do in life. Now, don't take that literally and be going out here wilding and stuff, but like you can literally do whatever you want to do. So, you know, if you like this dude and you know you want to do X, Y, Z with this man, go do that. That's your business. If you want to, you know, start a business tomorrow and you know you may not have the whole plan, but you know you got the money, you have this set up, baby, go do it. Like, go do that. If you want to up and move out of state and you know you have the things lined up and you want to have a new experience, go do that. You do not owe anybody explanations for the things that you want to do that makes you happy. Because at the end of the day, you come first. And I know people say like, oh, well, you know, I think that's kind of, baby, be selfish. Like, it's okay to serve and be selfless and selfish at the same time. I think you need to learn how to turn that on and turn it off, because yes, you want to be selfless and help other people, but you cannot pour from a half empty cup. You have to be full yourself. You have to be happy yourself. You have to be where you want to be in order to help somebody else get where they may need to be. And so like this even makes me think about last week I went to church. Y'all went to church for the first time in like over a year in person. And it was amazing. Like it was a guest pastor. And he was really like, his message was really on point. And basically he was saying, you know, like God essentially has all put us here for a purpose. And like we wear our purpose as our garments. So like we may not understand like the things that we may do or the reasons why things may happen to us, but that's all a part of like God's grace and God's testament to carry you throughout life. And you never know that the people you may come in contact with or the things that you may have to do, those are all, you know, there for a reason, because you are meant to help somebody else. So in that stance, yes, it is great to be selfless because you always have a story. You always have knowledge that will take somebody else to the next level. But again, you cannot pour from a half empty cup. You have to be fulfilled yourself. So you have to find the things that make you happy without caring what everybody else and mama got to say, because everybody and mama is not you. Everybody and your mama, they daddy, they sister is not you. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody has different thought processes, but you have to do what's best for you. So yeah, you may be second guessing that outfit. If you look good, put it on. Why do you care about what so-and-so is going to say on Instagram? Put that on and rock it like it's nobody's business. Okay. If you like with anything, like literally whatever you want to do, do it. Whatever move you want to make, make it. Whatever feeling you want to feel, allow yourself to feel it. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to let your emotions ride, because the longer you keep them bottled up or the longer you keep these ideas stagnant, you're not going nowhere. You're not doing anything. You're literally only going to hurt yourself in the long run. The longer you keep these things in, the longer you keep these feelings inside or these thoughts inside, baby, do you, because all of that is fake. We know he'll be putting on for social media and then they'll turn around and do the exact opposite the next day. Because you know why? Because it's all fake. They're going to do what they want to do. So you should do what you want to do. The second reason that has really got me like, you know, boom, boom, bam. I know she has been kind of controversial on social media, but I don't follow her anymore at this point because she told me to unfollow her. But she gave me this advice and it really kind of ignited me as well. So y'all know who the Hood Healer is. Everybody knows that the Hood Healer does lives and different things on social media. So at one point in time, she was doing a live and she was allowing for her followers to join her live. And, you know, basically she was going to give like a quote unquote free reading at that moment to, you know, pretty much tell like what she felt like that person needed to know. So, you know, I'm sitting on her lap, like, oh my gosh, like, I want to be chosen. I want to be the chosen one. So she chose me, and I was shook, first off, because I didn't think she was going to actually choose me. So she chose me, and then, like, literally the first thing she said to me was, when are you going to stop playing with yourself? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, when are you going to stop playing? Like, you really playing right now. And I was like, she's like, what is it? And I was like, you know, it's just imposter syndrome, and I just, and da-da-da-da. So, and she didn't know what imposter syndrome meant, so I had to explain it to her. But she was like, no, like, I can see that you want to do X, Y, Z, and that you want to do things like, you know, I do. So you need to stop sleeping on yourself, is what she said. And I was like, wow, like, thanks so much. You know, I'm going to start working on that. I'm going to stop sleeping on myself and, you know, live my life. So, you know, that was like literally, that was like not even a minute worth of a conversation. But when I say that, like, totally transformed my life. Like, I was shook. I was on the phone calling my friends. I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. Like, I know I need to stop sleeping on myself, and I know I need to be, you know, doing things to the fullest, but I don't know where to start. Boom. So that was that. I mean, God is going to send you confirmation. Let's pause there. He is always going to let you know what you need to know when you need to know it. So that was that. And then I actually did, like, get a full reading. So I paid for someone to give me a reading. She's super, super nice. Dee was the sweetest person ever. If y'all want to know her Instagram, just, like, ask me. Her Instagram is, like, outwater_, I believe is what her Instagram is. Anyways, she is super booked up right now. Honey is booked and busy. Love that for her. Anyways, great things. So I don't want to disclose, like, everything that I got in that reading just because it's, like, you know, a little private. But that was, like, more confirmation that, you know, I need to just continue to live my life. Like, I am out here really letting these folks dictate what I need to be doing in my life. So, you know, after I got all those confirmations, and, like, I've sat and, like, talked with some of my friends out here in Baltimore. Shout out to them for, you know, giving me the little push that I needed, the extra little push. Shout out to some of my other friends. Shout out to Jordan. Jordan always gonna give me my little push what I needed. And I was like, you know what? I am not living my life. I am living my life for other people at this moment. And this, it's not okay. Like, I am 24 years old, about to be 25, and I'm out here living my life trying to cater to other people, and that's not doing me any justice. I'm sitting up here sad. I'm sitting up here confused. I'm sitting lost. I'm like losing myself in a downward spiral because I am not living my life for me. And baby, let me tell you, now I am, and I have been so happy. Like, I have been so happy. I cannot remember the last time that I have consistently been as happy, like, this many weeks in a row. So we are, like, counting on the weeks. And, you know, it's just a lot of great things happening now that I am, like, you know, doing things for me and not looking for other people's validation or other people's opinions. Because even outside of looking at other people's opinions, I think a lot of us do things for the validation of what, like, our friends or our family, especially our friends and family. For me, that's what I was always looking for. Like, before I would do anything, I would always call and ask somebody, like, what do you think about this? Or what does this look like to you? What are your thoughts on this? Like, I mean, I would even literally wait till I would go to therapy at one point to hear what my therapist had to say about something before I made a decision. Girl, I am grown. Like, why was I doing that? Like, I have absolutely no idea. And I'm sure I'm not the only person that does it. I'm sure I'm not the only person that goes out and, or that was going out to seek validation for other people and seek confirmation and just seek answers. And that's not the way to go, because at the end of the day, you may get those answers from those people and it may not work for you at all. Like, it may not work at all. And then now you sitting up looking even more confused because you done made a decision based off of what somebody else had to say. We not doing that anymore, okay? It is 2021. We about to have a hot girl summer, and we're going to go home to our mans, as Megan Thee Stallion says. Or we're going to have an icy girl summer, a pretty bitch summer, as Sweetie says, you know, or a city girl summer. Whatever type of summer you're trying to have, we're going to have it, okay? And we're going to have it living for ourselves, living for, you know, what makes us happy. And I know it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because you really have to sit with yourself and think, like, think, process, and take it in that, you know, you may have been doing or going outwards for validation, going outwards for answers, going outwards for opinions. And it hurts. Like, it hurts having to realize the truth about yourself when it's something that you aren't that proud of or it's something that you aren't, you know, too thrilled on hearing. But once you hear it and once you understand it, that's when you can start healing. That's when you can start growing from it. And maybe that's when you can start glowing, okay? Because if you can see me, I'm glowing, okay? I'm out here living my best life, like glowing, okay? And I want all of my beautiful young ladies out here to be glowing and glowing for themselves, not glowing because of your mama, your auntie, your best friend, your nigga, any of that. So yeah, let's glow, grow, and get it together. So we have a question for this episode. Let's tune into that one. I'm going to choose a random one this time. I usually have them written down, but again, like I said, I'm going in here off the dome. Don't have any notes. So let's see which one that we are going to read today. Okay, so I'm going to just read the first one without scrolling. So the first one says, how do I make new adult relationships, friends, and romantic being an introvert? So I found this to be an interesting question because I could have sworn that I was an extrovert all this time and everybody around me would believe that I'm an extrovert, but I have learned that I am a loner. Like, I do a lot of things by myself and I like being by myself. I am very content with being by myself. So I am now categorized as extroverted introvert. So therefore I am an introvert as well. So meeting friends and men aren't always the easiest, especially when you're in a new city. But what I have done to combat that is I have been trying dating apps. Woo! Shout out to the dating apps. They're creepy. Let me just keep it real with you. But once you get past the creeps and once you get past like the weirdos, you can find like good people, but you just have to like really be comfortable with yourself and comfortable enough to be able to step out of, you know, your zone. So what I use to find like friends outside of people that I may have already known and just kind of networked with is, so go on Bumble. So download Bumble, and people think that Bumble is just for dating, but Bumble has like three different settings. So you can use that for dating, you can use it for networking, so finding a job or freelance work, and then you can also use it for best friends. So I've been on there using the best friends feature and the dating feature, but that's another story for another time. So the best friends feature, you can basically, you know, create your bio, say that you're looking for girlfriends who do X, Y, and Z. You can fill out like your likes, your dislikes, what you're interested in, different things like that. And then, you know, it's just like dating. So you can swipe right and swipe left on girls or guys if you're looking for guy best friends. And then, you know, start chatting with each other and then eventually meet up. So recently I just like met up with this one girl that I met on Bumble, BFF. We went out last week, as I said I was going to. So we went out to brunch. So we had boneless samosas and we went to this place called Burnett's or something like that. Never heard of it before. Anyways, super good. And we had a great time. Like, we talked for a few hours. So we liked each other. And we're actually going on another like BFF date this week. Right? We both found out that we both love pho and ramen. So we're going to go get some pho this week. So, you know, like kind of just stepping out the box. You know, that's very unconventional, if you will. But who cares? Because you know why? We are living our life for ourselves, okay? So if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's not the end of the world. So, and I think that's another thing before we go. If things don't work out, that is okay. It's okay. I promise it's okay. Everything in life is not going to work out. And that's nobody's business but yours if it doesn't. You know, failure is a part of life. It's a lesson that you learn. Really, there is no failure because all failures lead to lessons, okay? And you just take that, charge it to the game, and use it for the next time. So I would totally suggest using those BFF dates and those apps. And even for dating, like I said, the dating apps have worked, you know, those are a hit and miss. But, you know, you can still take your chances with that and see how that goes. Like right now, I am taking my chances with the Bumble app, with the dating part, and it's going wonderful for me. I have no complaints. We're literally talking about a 10 out of 10, okay? 10 out of 10. Alrighty then, and we're gonna see where this goes, okay? So I will keep y'all updated on that story for another time. But yes, girl, just try the dating apps, try the BFF apps, step out your comfort zone, and live your life for you. All right. That's all that I have today on my little rant. Thank you for listening. Peace out.